Any hope for other agents? I know there have been other JAK inhibitors, obviously, and I think it was momelotinib was supposed to be less anemia. Any thoughts about other JAK inhibitors?
Right, so there had been several JAK inhibitors in testing. Obviously, ruxolitinib is a JAK1, JAK2 inhibitor. Those JAK2 inhibitors, they vary in the profile of kinases that they inhibit. So some of them are JAK1, JAK2, some are JAK2, FLT3. So the activity and the toxicity profile could be dependent on that. There had been at least three agents that had been tested. One is called pacritinib, that the JAK2, FLT3 inhibitor. That seemed to be less myelosuppressive, so the niche for that would be patients that are thrombocytopenic, because that's also a challenge for ruxolitinib. That had gone through some studies. There were some concerns about increased cardiac toxicity or mortality, so there are ongoing studies to verify that and verify the dosing. But the drug had met the primary endpoint of spleen reduction, improvement in constitutional symptoms. Once we assure the safety of the drug, I think that's going to be a drug approved for patients that are thrombocytopenic, where ruxolitinib use is more challenging. Momelotinib that you mentioned, originally the interest was in, as you mentioned, anemia responses. So there were 20-30% anemia responses reported. Unfortunately, the randomized clinical trials did not meet all the primary endpoints in terms of spleen reduction, and the drug major side effect or toxicity had been neuropathy. So I think momelotinib development had been on the hold now. A third agent that had gone through phase three trials is called fedratinib, that was tested again, showed activity, met the primary endpoint. Interestingly, in a phase two study, showed activity in patients after ruxolitinib failure, which is becoming now an issue that those patients after ruxolitinib failure have limited survival, limited options. So there were responses in that setting. The drug was going to get approved, and there were concerns about Wernicke encephalopathy in those patients. So there were several investigations looking at that. It turns out that it's probably more related to underlying malnutrition, vomiting. There were only few cases verified as Wernicke encephalopathy. So the drug now is also going to undergo further testing, and it could get approved for patients after ruxolitinib failure.
So again, finishing out with this 77-year-old patient, theoretically, any potential role for luspatercept in this patient?
Right, so the arm where the patients are on ruxolitinib that can get luspatercept is closed. Actually, it finished accrual. We would have considered that patient for that arm. Those are patients that we manage also locally here with the local oncologist. So we see them every 2 to 3 months. Then they go back to their local oncologists to get the day-to-day care. And I recommend it if the patient is dropping below a hemoglobin of 8 to try erythroid-stimulating agents. But he would have been eligible for the luspatercept study.